You're listening to the CallToCome.org podcast, reaching the nations to help the bride of Jesus get ready. Now let's listen to today's message with our hosts, Call to Come.
Good morning. Hello again. And once again, for those of you in other parts of the world, afternoon or evening. This is Dr. Howard Barnes again of Call to Come, and I'm happy to continue with the series of teachings about the Bride of Christ, and particularly about her being described as a dove and the significance and revelations that that gives. Let's look at this once again then, and I've entitled this one, The Bride of Christ Beautifully Described as a Dove. Yesterday I mentioned that I would share today the significance of the choice of the dove when Solomon describes his beloved in the Song of Songs. Remember, he calls her my dove, and then as the relationship develops, she too addresses him similarly. That progressive journey has begun when she is obsessed with the new possession that she has of a saviour, and he is all to her, but she does not understand how significant she is to him. And then as she progresses, she begins to realise that it's his needs and his desires that really matter, and she begins to be much more concerned with her pleasing his heart and satisfying him than what she can receive from him. Remember, he calls her my dove, and then she begins to refer to him also as you are my dove. We know that in Scripture the dove is used to symbolize the Holy Spirit, and this gives us a picture of both the character and the power that the Holy Spirit wishes to impart. He comes to indwell us and bring with him all those graces and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Two wings. The dove has two wings. He comes to develop peace and purity, grace and gentleness, sensitivity and wisdom. But those two wings give him balance. He can fly with two wings. Jesus said to the woman at the well, he longs to find those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. It's no good just having power without truth. It's no good having truth without power. Yes, the Holy Spirit comes to remind us of what Jesus described as the Father's understanding of pure worship, which was in spirit and in truth. In spirit, supernatural authority and demonstration, and in truth, scriptural accuracy and character integrity. Shall I say that again? One wing is scriptural accuracy and character integrity, and the other, that's truth, of course, and the other is supernatural authority and demonstration, which is spirit and in truth. Without both, one wing only, we just fly round in circles of error and imbalance. However, here the word dove is used in a different way. And it's that I want to concentrate on. Oh, my dove, you are in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see you. Let me hear your voice. For sweet is your voice, and your appearance is so wonderful to me. Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14. The dove makes her nest in high places. The King James text says, in the secret places of the stairs, but other translations suggest literally, in the places of going up, stairs going up, in ascendancy. This is a cry for ascendancy towards intimacy. In order for us to have the fellowship with our bridegroom, it is necessary for us to get away from it all. It is necessary for us to be in the secret place, to come up a little higher, in the quiet place, away from all the busy turmoil of life. Isaiah 38 verse 14 says, "Like a crane or a swallow, two birds noted for their chattering, so did I chatter. Oh, that I would mourn as a dove." Ezekiel 7 verse 16 says, "But that they may escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valley, all of them mourning." Yes. Yes, doves are peculiar birds in that they mourn. They are so sensitive to atmosphere. They pick up atmosphere and they reflect it in their behaviour. I'm reminded of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5 verse 4. "Blessed are they that mourn, hunger, thirst, desire, yearn for God, for they shall be comforted." The characteristic of the bride and the bridegroom for her can only be described as an intimate, deep yearning for each other, as if in mourning. Lastly, the dove is a bird that doesn't have peripheral vision. There are several birds of that category, and she is one. The dove, the bride, has only eyes for the bridegroom because she can only see that which is in front of her, and that is where she's looking. Likewise, we only have eyes for Jesus, and the dove does not have a gallbladder. That's the other significant point. Now, that is that part of a bird that the bitter to the taste and is removed from a chicken before cooking. So, the dove has no bitterness in her. Solomon says to her, "You are altogether lovely, altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." And Jesus, our bridegroom, says that to us too today. "You love us so much, O Lord. We deserve nothing, but you love us so much. Help us to be like the moon to the sun, a mere reflection of your beauty. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Maranatha."